T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Dan Plucker is with us this morning. Toby back on Monday after pulling the all-nighter two nights ago. Down at the game, producing overnight into the morning. Doing a terrific job as the Bucks win the NBA title. What a fun ride. But now it's over, so we move on. The latest Adam Schefter report with Aaron Rodgers has the pack. I'm just kidding. God, I might kid. I'm kidding.
Brazil is up 3-0 in the Olympic match.
Yeah, nobody cares. I love soccer. I don't even know if I care. I'm a big Olympics guy, but with there being no fans, I don't know. And the U.S. always misses this tournament somehow, which is ridiculous. The men, at least. Women got smoked yesterday.
By Sweden, right?
Yeah. By Sweden. New Zealand lost. I have a crush on their goalie. I was just looking at her Instagram during the break. 799-1250. There is a Bucks parade today. 414-799-1250. Anthony Orlando, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Bart?
I'm pretty jacked up.
Yeah, this is actually my first time ever calling your radio show, so I'm pretty excited.
Oh, well then, Anthony.
It feels like the first time.
Yeah.
Feels like the first time.
Oh, not yet, Anthony, not yet.
It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time.
And as Chuck used to say, don't be a foreigner to the show. Thanks for calling. Yeah. What's up?
I listen to the show all the time while I'm at work. I just never call it. I hear you guys always get on Rams, so that's pretty funny. But, I'm out here in Orlando. I just flew out yesterday with my wife and kids. We're going to Disney. And I was trying to tell my wife maybe we should wait a few days until after the parade, but unfortunately she said that wasn't going to happen. So I'm out here. But it's kind of bittersweet. But, I'm super excited. I went to the watch party, Game 5, inside Pfizer, and it was crazy. It was rocking in the building, so that was pretty cool. And yesterday, before I flew out, I went down to the Pfizer, stood in line, got my Bucks championship hats and shirts. I think I spent about $300 on T-shirts alone. And I'm out here in Florida with nothing but Bucks gear on, and I'm excited for the parade. I'm excited to watch, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. I gotta burn a hole in my wallet, too, and get some of this championship gear.
Yeah, I can't. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods, and they didn't have any Bucks hats, so I drove all the way from Dick's Sporting Goods to Mayfair Collections all the way to the Pfizer and stood in line for like an hour and had to get my hat and bought a couple more shirts, and I came back and my wife was like, "How much money you spend?" and I was kind of hesitant to tell her, but I had to.
You know, I was just gonna say, I think that one thing that I'll look back and wish I did was doing one of those watch parties in the Fiserv. You know, for $10, that looked like it was awesome.
It was cool. I mean, I was high-fiving with everybody. I took me and my kids because, obviously, I can't afford $1,300 per seat. So I wasn't going to do that, but $10 is pretty affordable. So went there, and it was rocking in the building. The crowd was hyped. It was kind of sucky because we got down, I think, 16 in the first quarter, but flipped the switch in the second quarter. And, man, it was crazy. I loved it.
Yeah, awesome, man. Awesome. Have fun today. Have a good trip, and rep the Bucks pretty good when you're down there.
That's right. Thank you, and I appreciate you guys. I listen to everybody from the Fan, and I'm out here on the Odyssey app, so go Bucks, go. Bucks and six.
Bucks and six.
An Odyssey station.
First-time caller, Anthony.
Hey, Bart.
Yeah, Dan.
Before we get into something else, I just have a quick question for you. So you were on Zach Elb's show last night, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that you would be on a national radio show and talking about you being shirtless? I just retweeted the clip from on 1250 AM, the Fan's Twitter page, if you want to see it.
Did I ever think I'd be on a national radio show
talking about you not having your shirt off?
Somehow, yes.
You saw it in the cards, just like you saw the Bucks winning the championship in the cards?
Somehow, yes.
Okay.
Somehow I thought that would always be my destiny. Well, Zach Gelb, you know, he's on after Rami's show. It's national show, and we play here. But he's been great about giving the Bucks proper credit. Peter Fagan was on his show last night, too. You know, he's really been a supporter of Giannis. And I would call Gelby a good buddy.
Yeah, he deserves a good buddy tag.
We almost went to a game together. But the tickets were too much. I was just trying to get to a game, man. It was just too much. I hope I don't regret it.
I was going to say, do you regret it now with them winning the title and everything?
No. I've been happy with where I was for pretty much every game. You know, whether watching with buddies or family, or whether, you know, the Deer District, the two Deer District nights that I went down to. I went down to the district game 6 against Atlanta and then game 6 against Phoenix. And those were the two times I went, and people would say, do you think they're going to win tonight? And I would say, yeah, I do. I even if I don't want to say it, I'm down here. I made it down here on purpose, you know, because you do want to celebrate. That's another cool thing about what happened on Tuesday was there wasn't a doubt. You know, we always want the other shoe to drop, or we think that it's going to. We're always worried about that. But 65,000, 100,000 people don't go down to a place if they think they're going to lose. It was a celebration. We basically have been celebrating the NBA championship since Saturday. You know, Monday's show and Tuesday's show, we're basically celebrating the championship because there was just no way that Bucks and six wasn't going to happen.
Right.
And even when the game, you know, they were down a few at halftime, and then Frank Kaminsky thought he was good for a little bit in the third, and, you know, it might have been a little shaky there. This team was always going to win that game. You play the Suns 100 times out of 100. You know, the Bucks win 55, maybe. I mean, this is a good two teams. But you play under those circumstances. Game 6 being in Milwaukee, coming off a game, they're going to win that 100 times.
And Bucks and 6 prophecy, you're just knowing it's going to be fulfilled.
Like, yeah.
I mean, we had Peter Fagan on Sparky's Midday Madness the day of Game 6, and
you're
we were talking about a parade.
Wow. Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Like, we were talking about the parade as if it was happening already.
Well, as you know, I've been setting up chairs for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
It
was destiny.
You just knew. Yeah, Zach Gelb, I go on with him last night. He wants to know about me being shirtless. Because that was something against the Nets. I took off my shirt. I took off all my clothes except for my tighty-whities. I'm a boxer brief guy. Because I needed to, I felt claustrophobic. And so, you know, you put that on TV a little bit or Twitter or whatever. But I just felt good about this whole run. Every hit that I've done now has been pretty much the exact same. So I'm, except for Zach Gelb. I never know. Zach Gelb was asking me about coleslaw too. I'm like, I don't know if I can talk about this, Gelby. You can follow along on Twitter if you have more details. I'm gonna probably hold off on maybe never talking about that on the air. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Bill Michaels was on a hot mic just destroying me, and it is hilarious.
And Zach Gelb somehow got in the middle of it and was tweeting about it.
Zach, I even played it on my show. Gil played it on national radio.
Did he really?
He played it two nights ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that's on Twitter. Winkler said what? Check out that account. You can relive our...
The masses want to know, Ben. I mean, all those national media people are tuning into the Bart Winkler show this morning, seeing what your response is going to be.
Oh, there will be a response.
Oh.
In time. In due time.
We got to celebrate the Bucks first.
Yeah, I'm not letting him get in the way of my Bucks lust. So I do these hits, though, and they're all the same. It's, what's it like in Milwaukee? Oh, it's great. We haven't had a championship in 50 years. Yeah, Milwaukee, you know, when we think of Wisconsin, we talk about the Packers.
And then I say, oh, the Packers are kind of one, and then this is number two, but now the Bucks are three, but the Bucks are taking over, and you're seeing Giannis jerseys throughout the state.
Well, what did you, when you were down 0-2, what did you think?
Oh, I never quit believing, you know, this team is too good. They went through all this adversity.
Every interview is the same. And then they always end it with, well, since we have you on, training camp is in 2 weeks. So what's going on with Aaron Rodgers?
And I say, I do not care. I do not care. He's going to play week one. He always was going to. He will too. I should set up chairs for an Aaron Rodgers play week one parade, because that's how confident I am about that as well. He's playing for the Packers.
Let me get to some of these tweets. You guys can chime in, 1250 AM The Fan, 414-799-1250. Nick says, I took off for today 3 months ago. It's my birthday weekend. Happy birthday, Nick. I'm getting the best birthday gift I could ever ask for. See you at the parade. Randy sends a video. People are setting up chairs on Water Street. Yeah, great. Chris says, Bart, day two, brother, still feels so surreal, still feeling euphoric, never want this moment to go away. A Brewers World Series win would definitely send me into mental shock, but would definitely be worth it. Let's go.
You know how there are those years where you're like in Boston and you get like 4 championship celebrations, or like LA where they get 2 or 3, or New York where they get 3 or 4. Like, who's to say that can't be Wisconsin?
Well, that's another thing. They won now.
Yeah.
So now
they say winning's contagious.
I feel this is so dumb. It's dumb, but I feel like the Brewers have a better chance of winning a World Series now because the Bucks have won the title. Does that even make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think I know. The Brewers, somehow the Brewers, it does make sense.
It does. Yeah. It shouldn't, but it does. You know, like now, well, because I think there's definitely part of it where, like, all those Brewers players were at the Bucks game. They saw, like, how hype Milwaukee got for a potential championship win and then an eventual win. And now they want that feeling for themselves. They want that same reputability. They want to have a parade down Wisconsin Avenue. And I think that's a little bit of a motivation for the Brewers. I mean, it wasn't yesterday in that game, but like for throughout the season, like they now see what that's like.
No, the Brewers, they have a day off today. They need it. Like the rest of us, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. I think they had a good time.
on Wednesday as well. Did Council ever make it to the game? I didn't see or hear. Did he ever?
I'm not 100% sure. I didn't see or hear him there either. But
if anyone knows, send me a message. I didn't see on that one. Again, I didn't even know the Brewers were playing until like the fifth inning yesterday. I totally spaced on that one. Big mistake. But they have a series against the White Sox this weekend, which should be fun. Every game is at night this weekend. Even on Sunday, Sunday Night Baseball coming to town for the first time in like 15 years. So that'll be kind of neat. Playing baseball on a Sunday night, you're just not used to it. That'll be kind of cool coming up this weekend against the White Sox team that apparently Yermín Mercedes retired last night. Did you see this?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Dude, it's just got to be like...
He was like one of the great stories of the...
The first half?
Yeah, and then he got sent down because he's struggling, and then he put on Instagram, I quit or I'm done.
Yeah, I think that's... I think it's just... It's part of Tony La Russa and everything that's happening there, I'm sure, where he's just like, it's like when you're in high school and like somebody gets, it's like a junior gets sent down to JV and he's just like, I'm going to quit and not even try anymore. And like that's what it is.
Yeah,
like,
crazy.
I think he's just complaining.
Crazy. Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. We've got you covered and locked in for the parade all day long today. Obviously, we're going to be previewing it. I'm going to try to meet my main squeeze, Rami, down there afterwards. And then I will try to bring you guys as much as I can, whether it's the sights and the sounds or, you know, everything. This is going to be just, I mean, we're having a parade. We've said for years we want a parade. I'm sorry. I am. I'm still not. I'm talking, and they won the title, dude. Oh, they won the title. Guys, we won the title. The Bucks are NBA champs. I can't be talking so matter-of-factly about a parade. Well, here's the route, and I hope you see you down there. And we're having a parade. We're having a parade today. They won the finals in Milwaukee. And 100,000 people were there. And they won. And now we're having a parade. And it's today. A championship parade. In Milwaukee. I'm repeating it. I don't believe it's real. There's a parade in Milwaukee today. Today. People are calling in and saying, I'm on my way to the parade. What?
Like it's so casual.
I'm on my way to the parade. You're on your way to the NBA championship parade. We're having a parade. Our coverage brought to you by Door Peninsula Winery's Fear the Deer Riesling. You can get that at local retailers or online at dcwine.com as we bring you the championship rally, which we'll have live for you when they do hit the podium. We're having a parade today! 12:50 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here! Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
These trophies are not leaving my side. What if all of a sudden I wake up and this is all a dream? These trophies are my security, basically. Like, I touch them and I know this is real.
Unbelievable stuff. Giannis around 10 o'clock yesterday going on Instagram Live. And within no time, 150,000 people are watching whatever he's up to. He's been using Instagram Live a bunch, whether it was after the championship or now, you know, bringing you into his life. This is the good part of social media. He tweeted out a picture or put out a picture on Instagram of the trophies in his bed and said good night. That's the good stuff. The bad stuff is when you were not sure if he was going to sign here and everyone tagged him, you suck. And actually, I don't really think we did that with him. I think we were just, well, I think a lot of us were pretty confident he was going to end up staying, except for that 1 week. There was 1 week in December where he was a little more reserved about what his intentions were after he just came back from Greece. And that got to be a little worrisome. But that was all for nothing. He signed. He's here. And now he is ordering 50 nuggets in a drive-thru the day after they win the NBA championship.
Are you going to say your order?
Can I have a 50 piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
I just there's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have please a 50 piece Mac Minis? 50 exactly.
Okay.
Not 51. Not 49. Chicken minis. Yes. 50. And let me have a large drink. No ice. Half Sprite. Half lemonade.
So many people went and ordered that yesterday.
Also, that chick had no idea who Giannis was.
No, disagree.
No, did you see the video, though? She has no idea who he is.
You don't think? I thought she did.
The very first time I watched it, I was back here with Toby. And I was like, Toby and I were laughing because the way she looked at Giannis and how shocked she was that 150,000 people were watching her. She had no clue.
Well, what if I just put a phone in your face and said that? You'd be stunned.
You're also not 7 feet tall or Giannis carrying the Larry O'Brien trophy and the finals MVP trophy along with you.
I think she knew who Giannis was. Did she get interviewed on the news yet? You'd think that the news would be.
No, I have not seen anything.
I'm
sure someone has a story out there. The Athletic actually has a story they just posted where they talked to the manager at that Chick-fil-A and interviewed him.
Oh, yeah? What'd he have to say?
I very briefly looked through it, and he was just like, it was so cool that Giannis was at our store, and yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the power of, like, Giannis. I've noticed this year. He doesn't want to say anything without saying, is this a free promo? Is this a free promo? But then how many people rushed to the store to get a 50-piece nugget yesterday with the Giannis drink? And he kept asking for free Chick-fil-A for life, too, which
he should probably get at this point for his efforts. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. He had the trophies with him, too. I think that everybody's so focused on the ordering and the Bucks and Six chance. He had the trophies in the car.
He said that he stole it, and the Bucks didn't even know that he had the Larry O'Brien trophy with him.
He stole the trophies. He's got his Finals MVP trophy, which didn't leave his side all night. And then he's got the NBA Finals trophy just chilling in between his legs. Just wild stuff. So funny. So cool. And another reason, like he says, this is why I stayed in Milwaukee. Well, this is why we wanted you to stay, dude. You are the best. Giannis, he's the best. It's so good to be here and root for this guy in this town. And it's so, like, everything that had to go right to have this happen, not just in this playoff run, but for Giannis to be drafted by the Bucks, for him to even be spotted in Greece. He was playing soccer when a basketball coach saw him and said, that kid could probably play basketball. Kid's selling trinkets growing up. Now he's carrying the Larry O'Brien trophy with him as he's ordering a 50-piece. J-Mo is in Bayview. Where you been last couple days, buddy? O'Brien trophy.
Bardo.
J-Mo.
You're the whiz in my cheese whiz, Bart.
You are the jalapeno in my jalapeno poppers.
Oh, nice. Where's your Bucks loss today? What level is it at?
What level is it at? 50.
Yeah, 50. Oh, no, that's appropriate.
Yep.
I think my Bucks loss could power Van Nuys, California for a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mine could actually send another rich guy to the moon.
Oh, wow. That's
is that over, by the way? Are we done with rich guys going to space?
No, I think this is just the beginning. There'll be a colony out there pretty soon, I reckon.
Well, good. I hope it gets hit by an asteroid.
The Bucks are also 2-0 in the NBA Finals when rich guys go to space. So.
That's true. Oh, they won the day that Branson went and the day that Bezos went.
So I'm out and about Tuesday night, of course. It's still very surreal to me, this whole thing. But I'm getting the people, getting the faces to the places, getting them down to the Deer District. And then around the second quarter, I just had to head home, take a look at this thing. And my oldest boy's at a watch party with other friends. My youngest boy's at a pool party. So it's just me and my wife. And I'm sitting down with her, and the Bucks lead is evaporating in the second quarter. And she takes a look at me. She says, you're an effing jinx. You got to get the hell out of here. So, well, I did. But first I go down to the basement, rummage through my kids' old toys, and I find a replica Star Wars lightsaber with that glows green. I'm thinking, oh, serendipity.
The Bucks are green.
So, yeah, but it glows green, like Bucks green.
Mm.
So I go, so I'm out and about getting the people away from the Deer District. And around 12:45 in the morning, I'm sitting on the corner of Nap and Water right across from H.J. Bobbers, trying to explain to this retarded frat boy, Andrew, you know who you are, how to cross the street towards me. And he's walking past food trucks, et cetera, et cetera. And all of a sudden, I see a crowd rushing toward me. And then a few of the members of that crowd are hiding behind my car because all of a sudden, pop, 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 pop. There must have been 20 shots. And this was, this happened like, what, North and, or Water and Juno, and I'm sitting on Water and Nap. And your boy's like, oof, okay, this could be fun. And then all the cops are like taking cover. But it ended pretty quick, the shooting.
What even happened? I'm not even sure.
So by, you know where Elwood's is, on Water Street, like by McGillicuddy's?
Yeah. Is there a fight?
Apparently somebody, you know, decided to go Milwaukee. And according to the news reports, three people were hit.
I don't want to talk about this.
I know. You don't want to talk about that. But it was surreal. It was surreal for me. Because after that, I was expecting. I got out of downtown for a bit and regrouped and went in for more punishment. But that was the only thing that happened all night. It's actually a miracle when you get down to it.
But, hey, you really buzzkilled me.
Yeah, but that's what I do to people. That's why I'm not popular in society.
Oh, man.
Hey, you defeated Big Cheer and Big Parade, though, right? It's happening. You broke their back.
No, JMO, I gotta take a break. I'm, like, demoralized from this story. You, like, broke me.
You're welcome, Milwaukee. That's what I'm here for.
Man, all right. I got to regroup like you had to.
You do that. I hope you enjoy the parade for sure.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. What? Why?
That was maybe the worst call in like a month.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
No offense, JMO. Call back.
Yeah, I love JMO. I know what'll turn the tide here. Ashley Sears of Fox 6 ran into the Milverine after the game on Tuesday, and it's great.
You are a Milwaukee icon.
Nobody's going to forget this moment. This is the greatest moment in the world. Milwaukee's the capital. The Deer District's bigger than Vegas, bigger than Times Square.
Where did you watch the game?
You watched all around the Deer District, you know? You're like roaming around, watching it through the windows in the bars and seeing it on the big screen. We were like standing around, you know?
What's your dog's name?
Princess.
Princess. I love it.
It's a huge basketball fan.
Yeah.
I asked if it was going to win two barks. It says bark, bark. So, you know, I knew they're going to win. I predicted last night they went. They had the momentum going, you know?
Yeah. I don't have anything else you want to say? I'm trying
to get out of well, here. Fox 6 is a great station. And it's a great, Milwaukee's the greatest sports city in the world. All you people out there that badmouth Milwaukee, you all end up in the bottom of Lake Michigan, especially Steve Smith.
He calls him Steve Smith. I think he meant Stephen A. Smith. Steve Smith has been doing a good job on NBA TV. Stephen A. Smith, not so much. Dave is in Cudahy. Dave.
Bart. Good morning, gentlemen.
Dave, I need the show needs to turn around quickly.
Oh, you need that hype? You need that Bucks lust to be flowing through those veins of yours?
Yeah.
Well, come on, people. Get on down, grab your chairs, plop a squat all along Wisconsin Avenue, and get ready to throw the lust all over Wisconsin, baby. I was waiting for, like, one of your patented table slams.
Woo! Yeah.
Ooh, that had a ring to it. That was good.
You like that one?
Yeah. I'm excited. Aren't you excited? I think I'm going to bring, like, some like, candy to throw at the Bucks. And maybe they'll, like, scatter. And we'll do, like, a reverse parade thing going. Because that's, like, the type of energy I have right now. I can't.
Oh, you want to give the Bucks, like, Reese's Pieces and Tootsie Rolls?
I'm thinking, like, 100 grand bars. Like the little mini ones, because, you know, they're just all money lately.
Speaking of money, I just remembered Drew Holiday gets $1 million bonus for winning the finals.
Hey-o!
It's pretty good.
Good for him.
I spent $200 on chairs really? I'll never see back, but good for him.
Oh, come on. You got more chairs. You stacked up. They're probably in your Volkswagen Jetta in the parking lot just waiting to be distributed. Along the entire parade route?
I'm a Hyundai man, Dave.
Oh, okay. Well, now we know.
I mean, I don't have a Hyundai or a Kia. Stay away.
Oh. Two-for-one special.
Yeah.
What else are you doing? Are you just going to get, like, super swifty out there today? Are you gonna be full shirtless?
No, I'm thinking I'm kind of working.
What do you mean you're working?
I'm wearing a station polo today, so I'm gonna be in work mode.
Okay, why don't you go shirtless but write the station logo over your left chest muscle, and then you can, like, you have, like, the work birthday suit.
No, I want to, no.
So much denial today. Where's the yes and?
You're right. I'm telling you, J-Mo derailed me. That call derailed me.
Oh, come on. Don't let J-Mo do that to you.
He did it to me.
No. That's that weird Bayview energy. That's why I got out of there. Now I'm repping Cudahy. You smell like straight bacon all the time. How could you be mad?
Are you going down, Dave?
I don't know yet. I got I have to work today myself, so it all depends on if I can get all my clients in a van and hop on down there. They would love it, but 11 o'clock is like right at a weird time for us, because usually we get going for outings around 10.
Oh, okay.
So, but not to mention parking is going to be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, I'm on the show until 10, so I have no idea. I have no idea if I'll even, like, see the parade.
Don't you got like some hookup where you get like an aerial view or something? Oh, like the traffic guys over at like TMJ4.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll try to get in a traffic copter, or I do have a friend that runs a blimp company. Maybe I'll call him.
That would be awesome. Mm. I you know, if they can shuttle a blimp down here and get it all prepped in a matter of hours, I fully support that endeavor. I'll throw in $20.
Okay, yeah, I'll reach out to my blimp friend.
All right. Well, I'm hoping to get down there. I'm hoping you get down there. Rami's definitely going to be down there. And I don't know, everyone else? Like, the entire state of Wisconsin should be down there? No? Because I haven't slowed down all ever since Tuesday. I am still racing internally from this Bucks energy. I haven't taken off the shirt I wore because I don't want to give up.
Oh, I kept mine on till 5 o'clock last night. I finally took it off. It, you know, like when you shower and you're at a campfire and you don't smell the campfire anymore, but then you shower and then you can smell all that smoke coming off.
Yeah, it just sort of radiates from you.
Yeah, that's what happened to me yesterday, only it was champagne and sweat that I just reeked.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad because do you ever go to, like, have, like, an appointment set up and then you get there far too damn early?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. I'm, like, waiting for my doctor's appointment. But, yeah, I feel completely terrible for my family doctor because I'm probably going to be atrocious.
Yeah, he's going to think there's something really wrong with you.
Well, that's fine. I mean, they've been saying that to me for years.
Yeah. That's not a surprise.
Entirely.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's get going. Watch this shit. Have you been approached by, like, so many people with, like, just a Bucks and six, like, good morning gesture? Because that's become, like, the new hello for me.
Just pointing up six fingers?
Hey, Bucks and six. Oh, all right. How's it going?
Yeah. Maybe I'll see you down there, Dave.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Let's go. Good night. Come back.
Let's go, Dave. Bucks and six. Let's say, Dan, this will be fun for you. This is a big moment in your career. You get to be a part of my math discussion.
Ooh.
Because at Window Select, let's say they have a buy one, get one deal at Window Select.
All right. I've been preparing for this one.
So let's say I need 10 windows installed. How many would I get for free under the buy one, get one?
Ooh. Three?
No.
Oh. Is it seven?
Well, now you overshot it.
It's got to be five then.
It's five, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Very good. Yes, five. Buy one, get one free at Windows Select. Buy one, get one free. Good job.
at Window Select. They have high-quality, energy-efficient windows that they can install for you, along with siding and doors. They'll get your whole project done that way. Give them a call for a free consultation. And then when you do, and they come back out to set it up, they're going to make it so affordable for you in so many different ways. You have the buy one, get one. You don't have to make any payments for a full year. The windows are going to be high quality and energy efficient, backed with their double lifetime warranty, which does help you. The quality of their windows, it protects the air that you want in the house to be in the house, that you don't to not. Temperature-wise, is very important. Going to get a little hotter this week. And then if you want to try to cool the house, normally with some of these older windows, the windows leak. The air gets out. Not these windows. High quality, energy efficient. That means for your pocketbook, you are saving money on the energy bill. And this week only, as we continue to celebrate, no installation charge whatsoever. Completely waived at Window Select. Give them a call. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. That again is windowselect.com. Bart Winkler, Dan Plucker today. As we get ready for the parade, our championship rally coverage brought to you by Door Peninsula Wineries, Fear the Deer Riesling. That's available at local retailers or dcwine.com. John is in Evanston, 414-799-1250. What's up, John?
Hey, Bart. Good morning. Go Bucks, go.
Good morning, Judd.
I got a quick story for you.
Will it depress me?
Yeah, no, this is a good one. This is post-game. You know, everyone's on 3rd Street. We went to Moe's. And we're going up around, over on to my Taylor's and beep-bopping around, and it's like 2:15. I'm like, let's just go to the Pfister. Let's see who's at the Pfister. So we roll in the Pfister lobby, like 6 deep, having a good time. Novak's in there. Bunch of, like, Bucks personnel. Stephen A. Smith, of course, he's got the marquee table down in the pit. He gets a cheeseburger. Something's wrong with the cheeseburger. And he switches his burger with somebody else. I'm like, what? They just brought out 4 identical cheeseburgers. What could possibly be wrong with your cheeseburger? And I was just dying. And then Woj was in line forever to get a beer, couldn't get a beer, and walked away in disgust. And I just started laughing. I said, that's your payback for the Bogdan tweet, was you couldn't get a beer after the finals, after game 6. And I was just dying. He stormed away, and he wasn't part of the cool kids table too, which I'm sure stunk for him.
Oh, Woj, wow.
I know.
This is some good insight.
He's not a friend of the program, is he?
I somehow do have his phone number.
Oh, there you go. Well, I did get an extra beer, and I offered it to him because as a good Milwaukee boy would, but he said no. I think he wanted something fancier than a
beer. What did you order?
I just got, you know, the woman was working so hard at the Pfister lobby, and some guys were ordering like mojitos at 2:15. I'm like, know your crowd, buddy. So I'm standing there for like 30 minutes, super, super patient. I got up there. I said, what's the easiest thing for you to give me? And she goes, how about 4 Miller Lights plus 1 in the house? I go, done. So I took the 5th, the extra one, and I gave it to, I tried to give it to Woj, but he wouldn't take it. He was just arms crossed up against a pillar. Couldn't believe he didn't have a cheeseburger. But then all the Bucks got there at like 3:30, right after we left from an inside source, and they all went down to Harbor House for a huge private party till like 9 a.m. So I think Giannis just drove straight from Harbor House, which maybe he didn't like the shrimp, and just went straight for that 50-piece nugget.
Yeah, he didn't sleep.
No, no sleep.
A lot of these guys didn't sleep. Did you say DJ Wilson, did you see this, tweeted, woke up a champion today?
Yeah, what was that about? I immediately sent that to like 10 buddies. I'm like, was he on the team for a day and he gets a ring? I don't know what's going on.
Well, when they traded him, yeah, he gets a ring.
Good for him. Good for DJ Wilson. You know what? The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Put them all in.
Give everybody rings. Everybody. Torrey Craig gets a ring. People forget.
Yeah, that's a great point. Quick question for you. Is there any chance Eddie Lemberger is on the back of a F-250 with like a little Fender speaker and his guitar just playing it on loop for like an hour and a half? I mean, how great would that be?
I don't know. The Bucks really didn't get into Bucks Lust.
Yeah, they kind of stayed on the outside. But now, I mean, that song should be, you know, like when you're at a 4th of July parade, they play America the Beautiful like every other block. That's what they should be doing with Bucks Lust.
Well, the Bucks had like, you know,
they had Sheryl Crow coming to town and Chance the Rapper. I mean, they couldn't have time for poor old Eddie Lemberger.
I know, and Eddie deserves all of the love. He brought a city together. I've had this Bucks flag out in my front yard of Evanston here since the Brooklyn series. I think the neighbors are growing restless, but I'm gonna give it one more good week of love, and then I'll retire it for the off season.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Keep it out further.
Maybe take it to mid-August.
Well, do you replace it with something?
Yeah, I put up a Brewers flag every time we play the Cubs.
Okay, good.
And I'll put up a Pride flag for Pride Week, and then I'll do Packer flag most of the fall.
Yeah, I don't think that Packer flag needs to be there.
It's got to be a Bucks and Six flag now.
Yeah, Bucks.
Bart, go Bucks, man. Thanks so much for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. It would be nice to see Eddie J on a float, but... Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee. I saw a video of... Got Bucks lust. Is it Kendall or Kylie Jenner? Which one?
I don't know which one you're talking about. Those are both names of the Jenner girls.
Who was Booker dating?
Kendall, I believe.
Well, then she was there. Because there were people like lined up at the media entrance where they would shuffle in the celebrities.
Right.
She went from car to door faster than I've ever seen anyone. She was just not having it. And she went in there. So she was here at game six. And
all that publicity she'd get in Milwaukee, I'm sure was just getting to her head.
Well, you know, she didn't want to be a part of it. The judge is in Texas.
Limousine riding, private jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, and I'll be doggone if the Bucks didn't win in six. Woo!
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 Hey, so I was at Money in the Bank on Sunday. I don't know if you saw me in the stands or not. I was the guy wearing the Kansas City Chiefs luchador mask.
Oh, there was a guy in a Bucks jersey. I was hoping that was you.
Nope, that wasn't me. Let me paint the picture for you. Kansas City Chiefs luchador mask, Ric Flair shirt, tough skin jeans, and my best pair of rattlesnake boots.
Were you on the hard side? Were you on TV?
No, not really.
Well, then how was I going to see you?
I don't know. I'm just talking trash.
Oh. Was it fun?
Oh, it was a blast. It was such a blast. Ricochet stole the absolute show. When he tightrope walked down the ring rope there and then jumped onto the ladder and then did a front flip off of the ladder and knocked like six dudes out. Oh, my God, I lost it. That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
What about when Cena came back?
Oh, that was awesome, too. You would not believe the pop he got. The crowd just went nuts. And that was at the Dickies Arena is pretty new. Like, it opened up right before COVID hit, and then so they haven't really had a lot of events there. That venue is beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, because I think with Cena coming back, even like a guy like me who is always fatigued with him throughout his run, like, God, I just want Cena all over now. Now I like him. I would have popped so hard for him, too.
Oh, yeah. And I think him versus Reigns should be pretty good. Because Reigns is kind of stale, but with Cena back and what he said about Roman Reigns on Raw on Monday, calling him an a-hole, that was awesome.
Yeah, we can't forget during this Bucks run that John Cena's back. I mean, that is important, and so I think we're making a good use of our time here today.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We can move on to something else if you want.
Well, do you have any Bucks thoughts? We're kind of doing Bucks today.
Oh, yeah. Yonner, I'm not going to even take a run at his last name. I can't pronounce it. But
well, you might as well try. Give it a try.
And a Tuki Wampi Tuno.
And a Tupi Wampi Kuno.
Kupo.
Yeah.
But he put down a 50-burger on a closeout game. That was amazing. And he hit his free throws. What was he, 17 for 19 or something like that on his free throws?
17 and 19, yep.
Oh, my God, that was amazing. Dude, I was going crazy watching that game. What a great game. That this series, for people bad-mouthing it because there's not a big market, both teams aren't from, like, big markets. You didn't have your Lakers. You didn't have you know, the Celtics in there. These two teams played fantastic. It was a great series to watch.
Yeah, everybody wanted to hate the series, but it was incredible. The whole playoffs were good.
Oh, my God, yes. Dude, this was like the best season of NBA playoffs because you got, you know, the Clippers got knocked out, Lakers got knocked out, all the heavy hitters were gone. It was great. And you got all the drama on top of that. Like, you got what's going on with Kawhi? What's up with him? Yeah, I guess he had knee surgery. Is he going to go back with the Clippers? You know, what's his face? Anthony Davis got hurt. There was a whole bunch of drama. There was great basketball. There was a great series. This was probably the best NBA postseason I've seen in quite some time.
You really can't say Giannis's last name? Was that a bit?
No. I can't, man. Antetokounmpo?
Sure. That's good.
Is that close?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Hey, I'm sorry I haven't been calling in. I was fixing to call in last week, but I was floating down the Brazos River slamming Lone Star beer.
Well, that's a good reason not to call, I guess.
Yeah. What's your take on people saying that Mahomes is better than Rodgers?
My take is I'm going to hang up now.
Oh, why?
What you think I want about? I don't care about football right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Like all time better or just right now better?
Who do you, when their careers are said and done, who do you think is going to have the better career?
Oh, well, Mahomes will win another Super Bowl, so him.
Okay. You don't think Rodgers will win another one?
No.
Okay, you think he's coming back to the Packers?
I do.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know. I don't see a way he can't.
You know what? I honestly hope that he sits out a year. I think that would be funny.
Yeah, or if he did the COVID opt-out thing.
Too late to do that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and that was never going to happen, and Florio was just being a loser about it.
I didn't know you had beef with Florio.
I hate his guts.
Oh, really? This sounds deep-seated. What stems from that?
Just his constant attacking of the Packers for 15 years because he is a Vikings fan, and also he rose from being a lawyer to posting rumors, and I love the site in its inception. And now, you know, it's a good success story. He found a niche. He found a way into the, you know, to the national landscape, but he just is – he's not – appreciative of it at all. He talks down to people all the time. I just don't like him.
Yeah, he's not a Chiefs fan either. He hates on the Chiefs all the time as well. And Colin Cowherd, like, I like Colin Cowherd. He gives the Chiefs no love at all. Like, national media, Chiefs don't get enough love. Got the best player in the history of the NFL, and they get no love on national media.
You know what kind of guy Florio is? He's the kind of guy that would fight you and then call the cops on you after.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that farts in an elevator and then looks at you like you did it.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that would go to Cleveland and take coleslaw and throw it up in the air like LeBron James at a bar because he's such a drunk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
That's the kind of guy he is. I have no respect for him.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
He's a turd.
All right, that's about all I got for today. You got anything for me, Bart?
Just have a good day, man.
All right, you two enjoy the parade.
All right, thank you. The judge in Texas, if you didn't pick up on that. 799-1250, it is parade day. We keep it going on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.